Hello, everybody. Welcome to the United Stand. Manchester United 1, Wolves 1. Wolves get their third point of the season in 19 games, courtesy of Manchester United. And I tell you what, I've just seen a comment say, what's he supposed to do? He's got loads of players out. It's Wolves at Old Trafford. Wolves at Old Trafford. Wolves at Old Trafford. And people are trying to make excuses about injuries. What a load of shit. Where was the performance? Where was the vision? Where was the style of play? Absolutely embarrassing. And let me just read you this. 6 points from 15 in our last 5 home games. But we haven't been playing Arsenal or Villa or Liverpool or City. We've played Everton, West Ham, Bournemouth, Newcastle and Wolves. And we've taken 6 points from 15. His win ratio in the Premier League is now below 41%. Serious questions need to be asked of those fans who've been moaning in the chat for the last 2 weeks about me and everybody else moaning about what's happening at Man United. Please tell me tonight, I'm not doing a told you so, I've been guilt tripped for the last 2 weeks for moaning about this team. Stop moaning. You're always being so negative. Oh, I'm so tired of you being so negative. What have we got to be positive about? Now that we're riding the wave of shit, the reality, what have we got to be positive about? Because you know what? Until tonight, until we gave them a point for Christmas, I could go into my garden with my top off on a freezing cold morning and I had the same amount of points as Wolves. I can't do that anymore because they've got 3. And that's because of us. Embarrassing. Embarrassing. And if people want to say, oh, it's because we've got players out. Slow sports news. We knew about the AFCON in the summer. We knew about Ahmad, Mbeumo and Mazraoui going to the AFCON in the summer. Oh, we have to suffer, do we? We have to suffer because of the bleeding obvious. De Ligt and Maguire, well, I don't care. They're good players, but we don't need De Ligt and Maguire to beat Wolves. Bruno, look, you're going to lose some players at some point. Maynard, we never pick him anyway. So what are we talking about excuses? What are we talking about with excuses? You've got 11 players on the pitch who've just put in an absolutely fruitless... I mean, look, for half an hour, until the first goal, I don't even know what we're doing. I and you as fans should not be watching a game of football shouting, get the ball out wide and put crosses in the box. Because for 20 minutes, we didn't do it. The first 20 minutes at Old Trafford against Wolves and we've got no idea what we're doing. No idea at all. The tactics, the system, it's shit. And that Wolves team is crap. They are crap. They're not. It's not like Wolves came and played out their skin. They were beatable. We just couldn't beat them. And the big question has to be, and look, there's going to be a lot of people talking about Amorim, but the big question has to be twofold. In the first half against Newcastle, we played well. Against a good team, we had a back four, we played well. In the second half, you went to your 3-4-3 and we were shit. So you go to Wolves and you play a three at the back that doesn't work. Out of stubbornness because... But then in your interview, you said, I have changed the system now because I've got problems. But then he doesn't stick with it. I'm baffled by that. But the main problem here, is that we're walking into another transfer window where they're going, we're not going to buy players because we might want to suffer a little bit more till the summer. If we're not buying players in the midfield in January, we may as well fucking give up. We may as well just play the kids. What is it we're trying to achieve? We use PRV, performance, results, vision. When the results aren't there, there's no performance and there's no vision anyway. So what is it we're trying to do? Yet again, another opportunity to go into the top 5. Miraculously, I mean, what's going on in the Premier League anyway? How the fuck we're near the top 5, I'll never know because we're shit. But we miss it. We miss the boat again. It's almost like nobody wants Champions League football this year. But the big problem here, and I said this morning, is that you've got Ineos, who are billionaires, who have Nice in 13th place in the French league. You've got the Glazers, who've systematically destroyed this club over the last 20 years. And people are saying, trust the process. People are saying, don't be negative. The people running Manchester United are fucking clueless. And it doesn't get spoken about. Why don't the Athletic journalists talk about it? Why don't the Manchester Evening News talk about it? Why don't any journalists talk about it? The Glazers have factually eroded this football club into the abyss over the last 20 years. And Ineos are shit at managing football clubs. And we're meant to sit back with a smile on our face and trust the process. I'm not even surprised about tonight. I feel sorry for the people who shout at us for moaning. I feel sorry for the people who think the people who are moaning are negative. Because I tell you what, you must be feeling like shit. That must be a real kick in the nuts. Because to me, I watch that and I go, but I don't think we deserve to beat Palace. I think we got two set pieces and they were tired. I don't think we deserve to beat Palace. I don't think we deserve to beat Newcastle. I think the Liverpool game could have been a draw. So I don't actually think we're very good. We don't play good football. We don't have a vision. We don't have a system. And ultimately, there'll be a lot of people screaming Amrim out. But can I just say, you sack Amrim, welcome back here in a year. No manager's succeeding. They're not going to succeed. There are baffling things about Amrim. I mean, he's Delow loving. It's almost like Bruno's not here, so now I'm going to absolutely obsess about Delow. He's fucking shit. We've managed to take one of the best players in the Premier League in Cunha and turn him into a Poundland Garnacho. We've got a 6'5" striker and we've got no fucking clue how to service him. Even though he's 6'5" and Wolves are crap at crosses. Yeah. But ultimately, we have to stop, in my opinion, shouting Amrim out until we get the next fall guy in. And we have to say, why not Omar Berada out? What a bag of shit he is. Omar Berada, a guy who was at Man City. Man City's success is now in the courts. What has he got? How is a guy that's used to spending money going to help Man United? Jason Wilcox, 1 year as a director of football in the Championship with Southampton. Who are these people? What do they know about Man United? Sir Jim Ratcliffe, a lifelong fan, and yet he's got no fucking clue about midfields. You know, the whole club is a joke. I actually feel sorry for Amrim and I feel sorry for some of those players because it starts at the top and I'm so tired of saying sack the manager because the owners are a disgrace. They've got no idea, no idea. And they're not willing to spend money. And whatever happens with Amrim, has he been given players for his system? That midfield today of Ugarte and Casemiro is technically our most balanced midfield. And it's got all the balance of a pissed up nun. It's rubbish. And that Bruno's not a midfielder and Mainu doesn't get picked. So Casemiro and Ugarte are our best midfield and they've been run through by Wolves. So, but we're not buying a midfielder in January. We don't want to panic buy in January. We don't want to make any mistakes in January. Ruben Neves, Conor Gallagher would be infinitely better than what we've got. Infinitely better. Talk to us about Amrim, Mark. Well, look, I'm negative when I have a problem with Amrim. I'm Amrim out, apparently. And what a night it would be for me to say, well, I'm right, Amrim out. But I'm not Amrim out. I want him to get the season because I don't think he's been backed. But I think I said it on Friday and I've been proven right. He should never have played a back four because now he's played a back four. Everybody's talking about it. Neville's talking about it all the way through comms. All of you are talking about it. I saw it. I want it now. We should be playing a back four. We're Manchester United. It's who we are. We look better in it. And I tell you what, I completely agree with what Neville said about Luke Shaw a couple of weeks ago. He's an absolute waste of space. Not in a way that he's shit, just that there is no point in him in that game. You've got Luke Shaw as a third centre-back. Right? If you just remove him, Martinez in heaven could do that job. You remove him and you put another forward on. It's a waste of time. That's the guy who was it was just a fucking waste of time. An absolute waste of time. If Luke Shaw had been took off that pitch, we still would have played the same with 10 men. He offers nothing. He would as a left back, but not as a left. We don't need three centre backs. We don't need three centre backs at home to Wolves. We don't need three centre backs, two full backs, and two holding midfielders against Wolves. Now, I know they're pushing forward, but ultimately they are full backs. So he's in big trouble, Amorim, because he's got a board that's not backed him. He's got fans that are fed up of him, and he's got players that are shit. And you know what? Leeds on Sunday, we'll probably go and win because we're not at Old Trafford. But I can't do the maths. If somebody can do the maths, remember in the international break, we said we've got 10 winnable games. We need to take a minimum of 24 points from these 30. Well, we've dropped two today. We dropped three against Villa. We dropped two against Bournemouth. Two against West Ham. And three against Everton. So we've dropped 12 already out of the 13. We've still got six more to play for. We could drop half of these points if we drop any more. It's incredible. So we've basically taken 12 from 24, haven't we? We had 10 winnable games and we've taken 12 from 24. And again, all those people who said in the first 10 games, well, we've played all the hard games now, we're going to cook. Yeah. Couldn't boil a cup of tea. Absolute. You know what? I'm not even angry because I'm not even surprised. I feel sorry for the people that have been shouting at us, calling us negative for the last week because you look like idiots. And I feel sorry for you. And I'm not being offensive. I'm saying I feel sorry for you because you've been shouting. You're always so negative. You're always so negative. With good reason. With very good reason. The club's been running to the ground at the top. The manager hasn't got a bloody clue. And the players aren't good enough. This is not a quick fix. Things could get worse again. They could get worse again. We've got Arsenal and Man City coming up in January. We've got two away games against two relegation teams. Things can get worse. They can get worse. And we're also not looking to buy. And also Xerxes clearly going. So we need to buy an attacker there as well. It's crazy. What would I do with Amorim? I genuinely would keep him till the summer. There's just no point in changing it. But I wouldn't be surprised with Amorim if we start getting the threaten to walk again stuff. I mean, we're back there. That's the scary thing. Remember this time in January last year where he threatened to walk after Brighton, and then after Brentford in September, he threatened to walk. I think we're back where he's going to threaten to walk again. And I mean, we're just not progressing. I mean, look, honestly about Amorim, what I would say is he's been here for 14 months now, 13, 14 months. And we're in a worse position today than we were when he started. Factually, Ten Hag, we were near, you know, we're factually in a worse position. And also, he's moving further and further away from what he came here to do. Like, the 3-4-3 just doesn't work. And if I'm being honest, I think the players don't want to play it. They played like they don't want to play it. It was almost like sabotage. I can't believe that the manager was saying to them, get the ball and then just pass it backwards. Get the ball and then just lose it. I mean, I would have been saying, just get the ball, get down the wide and put crosses into the box. I can't believe we didn't put 50 crosses into the box today. I can't believe we didn't just keep putting crosses into the box. Absolutely baffling. And not surprised, but bloody hell, Wolves had 2 points from 18 games. 2 points from 18 games, and we've just given them one at Old Trafford. It's utterly disappointing. It's utterly depressing, and it's utterly unforgivable. And look, people say, what would have happened with Bruno? Well, look, Bruno's the sort of guy that might have found a moment of magic to win us the game, but is that not just papering over the cracks? I agree. I think we have to have the Bruno conversation because we have plenty of Bruno conversations when he is playing. So let's have the Bruno conversation. I think if Bruno had been playing the game, I would say, yeah, maybe he would have produced that moment to win us the game. Maybe he would have done. But is that not papering the cracks? With Bruno in the team, would we have played like prime Arsenal? No. So we might have got 3 points with Bruno, but you can't be a one-man team. You can't just rely against total shit for a player to produce a free kick or a moment of magic. That's just papering the cracks. So we might have won the game with Bruno, but I still think we'd be sat here going, thank God for Bruno because we're shit. That's not going to work, is it? I would rather we draw without Bruno than win the game 2-1 with Bruno and paper the cracks. The reality needs to be seen, because if we'd won the game with Bruno, we'd all be sat here going, oh, we're in the top five, this, that and the other, and we'd all be happy and I'd be happy. But in reality, there might be some people moaning about the performance, and then all those lot would be out there again going, oh, stop moaning, stop being so negative. But the reason we're moaning and being negative is because we can see the reality. We can see the cracks being papered up. And all Bruno would have done today was paper the cracks. I actually would rather see the cracks. I'd rather see the cracks, have a good old look at them and go, they are big and real. And people need to see those cracks and fall down them because they're real. So if Bruno covers it up, what does that do? We can't rely on Bruno forever. The club's falling apart. It's falling apart. There is no leadership in that club. I'm sorry to say this, but I'll say it again. I do not believe Omar Berada is very good at his job. I do not believe Jason Wilcox is very good at his job. I do not believe Sir Jim Ratcliffe is a good owner. And I know the Glazers are bad owners. So I'm not even talking about Amrin. I'm not even talking about the players. The club's a bloody mess, an absolute mess. And people need to wake up to it, because it's not negative to moan about the state of our football club. It's actually showing that you care. It really is. As for the Amrin out movement, I respect it. You've got every right to say it. I mean, let's be clear. The win ratio is about 41%. The performances are shit. You can look at the league table and say, well, let me do it for you now. Let me tell you what the league table says. The league table actually says we're sixth place and we're only 2 points off fourth. It does. It really does. But it also says we're only 2 points ahead of Everton. We're only 4 points ahead of Newcastle now. If Spurs win, they're only 2 points behind us as well. So we're only 5 points off 14th. So, and this is a very weird season. I think you could make a very good case to say that we bottled top four because we should have a lot more points if we weren't shit. But it comes down to the ownership. In relation to Amrin, he looks like... I said after the Brentford game, I think he's on the road to the sack. I just don't know how long it's going to be. And nothing has changed my mind since then. I am not Amrin out. I would give him the season. He has to be given players in January. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. But he can't be here next season if we have a shit season. He can't be allowed to go, let's suffer and try again in the summer. That's not... I will say this, and I don't care if it's clipped or whatever, or I get shit for it. If this continues to the summer and they keep him, that's completely unacceptable. There has to be standards. I will give him the season, but he cannot be given another season if this goes the way it's going. You've got to give him players in January, and you've got to see improvement between January and May. And if there's no improvement, he's got to go. But I would give him the season. But I will say what I said after Brentford. If you want my honest opinion, he's on the walk to the sack. Because it's unbelievable how... I don't want to dwell on this point. I want to read some of your comments. But it's unbelievable to me how we have drawn with Wolves, drawn with Bournemouth, drawn with West Ham and lost to Everton at home in the last five games.
Now it's time for a little word from today's podcast sponsor. And as a preview, they have a great discount for you. It's been a long season so far, and after a year of grinding, you've earned a little something special for yourself. This upcoming festive season is all about taking a break, recharging, and actually enjoying the things you want. And that's where Air Up comes in. Air Up lets you drink plain water that tastes full of flavour through scent alone. No sugar, no additives, just simple hydration made better. And for someone who spends as much time talking football as I do, it's been a great addition to the routine. If you want to try it for yourself, hit the link in the show notes or visit airup.link/theunitedstand. And of course, you can use the code GOLD and you get an amazing 10% off at checkout. So what are you waiting for? Smash the link in the show notes or visit airup.link/theunitedstand and elevate your hydration game today.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Keel says, sorry, Mojo says, the bench today, with all due respect, is youngsters. I may well call for attendance at a kindergarten class, as Mojo. I believe there is enough things Amrim can do for us to play well. He just doesn't want to do it. Dorgu right wing, Martinez centre midfield, OB 4-3-3 and crossing, says Keel. Mate, he should have gone for it today. To take Heaven off for Yoro and Ogarte for Mantato, who's basically a fullback, and not bring OB on or Lacey on is cowardly. I mean, let's call it what it is. We need to win that game. And he brings youngsters on, but he doesn't bring the attacking ones on. It's crazy. And he still kept playing a back three. He could have gone to a back two for the last 20 minutes and he still kept playing a back three. So, I agree. Can we be honest about Cunha? Because I was told he was on the level on Cherki in the summer and is Premier League proven. This fan base just love dogs who run and don't care about ability. Hader, I think I disagree. I think Cunha's a fantastic player. I just don't know what has gone wrong. Much the same as Mbeumo in the month before the AFCON. I don't get what's gone wrong. Because if you look at them at Brentford and Wolves, they were fantastic. But they come to Manchester United, they talk to a few of the light switch players and they become light switch players. It's been going on for years. They were brilliant at Brentford and Wolves, but they've adapted to the United inconsistencies in record time. Anyone saying Amrim out must be low IQ. A new manager here never changes anything, regardless of formations. Who employed Amrim and the Glazers are out or it's over. We need new owners, Wicked Zinger. We need new owners. I completely agree. Changing managers won't change anything. The Glazers only care about the NFL. They use United to service that, says Irfan. Sure, sack the manager and chase the next popular choice. It fixes nothing, says John. Every time we fail to take the chance to go top four, why not Dorgu on the right? He had to cut in to cross from the left. Gutless performance, says Chris Jackson. Calling it now, we finish 11th or lower, says Brett. Supporting this club is masochism, says Guy. May as well have played our reserves. Wolves, third point of the season, says John. He's literally crying about Bruno missing games. How can we sell him in the summer? Bought two defenders on chasing a game. How can this get better, says Jack. Amrim played four at the back versus Newcastle, expecting a defeat and prove him right. Then tonight plays his three at the back, expecting an easy win, says Witch Monkey. Results like this happen. No one predicted we would get Champions League football to be this close, but to top four is impressive, says Rash. Same one that moaned, gonna say, give the next manager time just to switch, says Rash. Mark, this is your doctor. I advise you to stop watching Man United. Their constant shit-out performances at Old Trafford is bad for your heart, says Slurpee. If squad depth and injuries is our excuse, then this game just proved more than half our players are not good enough to play for this club, says Flab. Some 600 million fans across the world can see the problems with the team, but the five freaking jokers making decisions at Manchester United cannot. Blinded, deluded, bored, and the owners, says Mojo. The only way back for this club is new ownership. And I'll keep saying that. Doesn't matter how many years, we will never be anything with this ownership. 12 points from 24, but does that really surprise you, says Lad? Well, it's shit form. You forgot that Amrim's best-looking manager in the Prem, says Abdul. The absence of Bruno was acutely felt, says Simon. Early Christmas present by Wolves, courtesy of Manchester United, says Slurpee. We need an explanation for why Amrim defended and won with four in the back, only to revert to his original system, says Dad. We'll get Amrim's comments for the fan forum, no doubt. I agree with you. Let's not kick the manager for this. Can we be serious about the club we are right now? The directors don't understand where we are as a club. We are not anywhere... We are not anywhere anymore Man United where we should be, but we need to build back to that place, says KFJ. I wish we could, as a fan base, do something like other clubs do to just force these owners out, because the only way back is a total reset. And if we just keep waiting for these people, you've got 20 years of erosion and decay under the Glazers. They still own the football club. Why do people think there's going to be a sunny tomorrow? There will not be a sunny tomorrow. These people are going to keep destroying this club. It's been going on for 20 years. There is not going to be a bright tomorrow. It's just going to get worse. And something needs to happen to change that. And we can shout Amrim out. And I respect that people might want that tonight. But ultimately, a new guy comes in and we waste more time being positive about that. Another year or two to realise that won't work as well. A year ago, Amrim was the answer. And here we are. 4 years ago, Ten Hag was the answer, and here we are. Ollie was the answer, and here we are. Mourinho was the answer, and here we are. Ranić was the answer, and here we are. At some point, we have to get together as a fan base and make this stop. The Glazers have destroyed Old Trafford. They have destroyed this football club. We are in £1 billion of debt. We are fucking shit. And we're going to get worse. And we want to change another manager. The manager will get changed by the new owner anyway. No new owner will keep their manager. So the manager goes with the new owner anyway. We need new owners. You've got Arsenal, who've just won 4-0 and are top of the league. And their manager yesterday said, we will be active in the January transfer window because we're Arsenal. They're top of the league. They've just beat the third place team 4-1. And they will go and spend in January. We're crap. We've just drawn to Wolves and we won't even consider it. Madness. Think about it, guys. The only reason this manager is still here is because the board is scared. Well, look, Hayder's right. They won't sack. I mean, this goes back to the ownership as well. And I'll tell you this for free. They won't sack Amorim because they don't want to look bad. So not only are they shit owners, they're cowards as well. They won't sack Amorim because they know it's his fault. Because in the space of 2 years, they'll have spent £300 million on Ten Hag and sacked him. And then they'll have spent a load more money on Amorim and got it wrong. They won't sack Amorim. Even though it might be obvious it's never going to work, they won't back him and they won't sack him. So what a game, Mark. I feel let down. 2025 was bad, says Bear. It's like we are into some weird stuff. Let's suffer even more. Safe phrase, wait for the summer. What was the point of getting Xerxes off, says Jude. The Glazers are taking the piss out of us getting Ineos in. Get British owners in that don't have a fucking clue, says James. We were as dangerous as the Teletubbies tonight, says one and only. Scary how crap we've become. Quality really lacking, says Return of the Mac. The system is awful. Doesn't matter who plays centre midfield. It doesn't work. Five back against them is unforgivable. Centre midfield pair of Keane and Scholes would still fail, says Josh. This is no point in playing Agate there, says Bob. Don't think we can remove Glazers by supporting the manager. Sacking managers again and again is the only path to remove the Glazers. Nothing else will work, says Savish. I'm still Amorim in here, Mark. What has to happen for you to become an Amorim outer? Happy New Year to everyone. Francis, I just think sacking a manager now means no spend in January. They won't spend on an interim. I'm just hoping they bring a midfielder in January. And I'm hoping it's Ruben Neves or Conor Gallagher because the next manager can use them anyway. I'm just hoping we're going to do some activity in January. Because if we sack Amorim, we definitely won't. We won't spend in January if we sack Amorim. It will be Darren Fletcher in charge, which I told you a few weeks ago. Darren Fletcher is basically lined up as the interim. So I don't want that. I'd rather give Amorim the season and then go for a decent manager in the summer. I'd rather watch Ollie Ball and Jose Ball than this crap. I know we still won't succeed, but he has to be sacked, says Shane. This is enough now. He's got so many things wrong so many times and still does the same thing. Maybe he wants the sack. This has to stop, surely, says Anthony. I don't care. Not every kid deserves this Man United call-up. Only if you're a prodigy. Every kid is getting a shot, and that shows we're mediocre, says Francis. Amorim is like saying Glazers in, says Rain. Ruben Amorim is worse than Southgate, says Lay. Well, careful what you wish for. Amorim is very poor with his in-game management, says Cormac. I'm fuming. I've just been speaking to my son and apologising to him how we are in his childhood and saying I was lucky to see the glory years, says Quinster. Madoff says, funny how we place high standards on the manager but not on the players. I doubt Amorim's decisions but do not doubt these players' low IQ. Fan base is a joke, says Mud. Rob says, Sesko's heading ability needs work. Bounces off his head like a balloon, says Rob. PRV, pathetic, rubbish and vague. This is our PRV, says Hype. I feel sorry for recent or under 30 fans of the club, says Kafel. Right, let's do player ratings. Lots of chats still to go through, but let's do player ratings. Please do subscribe to the channel and smash a like on the video. Thanks everybody who's tuning in. So I think there was two decent performances tonight. I'd give Lemens a 7. I mean, we would have lost. He made quite a few saves in the first half. He made two good saves in the first half. He made an absolute worldie in the second half where he got down low and then got up quick and moved it. I can't complain about him again. Same as the Bournemouth game. He stopped it being a loss. Heaven had a big part to play in the goal, but he did lose focus a little bit in the game. I still don't think he should have been subbed off for Yoro, but I'd probably give him a 6. Martinez wasn't as good as the Newcastle game, to be honest. Struggled to impart authority in a back three, much better in the back four against Newcastle. I give him a 6. Luke Shaw, I thought, was a waste of time. 5. I really don't think he added anything. I think we could have played with 10 men and played the same. He should have been took off for an attacker and we should have gone to a back four. Dalot, I don't really know. It's probably Amrim's fault, but he refused to provide width. He kept tucking in. At times, I think he thought he was bloody Erling Haaland. I don't really know what Dalot was doing. I mean, you're not that good at things. Stick to the right and try and put a cross in. As for his throw-ins, I don't even know why he takes long throw-ins. He can't even clear the front post. You know, people who take long throw-ins, like the Brentford guy, they throw it to the penalty spot. He can't even get it past the front post. He's not even good at long throw-ins. 5. Casemiro was a 5. Very, very below. Very, very. I mean, he put a good cross into Sesko, but, you know, he's never going to lose his ability to play a good ball, but I thought he was below par. I thought Ugarte was below par. I mean, to get basically dominated by Wolves midfield is scary. And we were so slow in the midfield as well. Dorgu, 7. I actually completely was bewildered when I saw the 5.4. I don't know what game people were watching. He gave absolutely everything. He's still only a kid. Again, I think he's better on the wing. Nearly got us the winner. I thought he put a really good shift in. I thought he was our best outfield player. I would give him a 7. Xerxes, I mean, look, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I think I would have kept him on. I mean, I don't think Fletcher was an upgrade, but to take him off at half time, something must have gone on there because, you know, there was a lot worse players in that team that he could have took off. But Cunha, again, below average, 5. Sesko, 5.5, slightly better, but, you know, didn't get the service he should have had. Yoro, I mean, did okay. Mentato, okay. Fletcher, okay. I refuse to give kids terrible scores because I'm not here to knock their confidence. I'll leave that to you lot. Amrim today, I mean, God, it's got to be a 4, hasn't it? I mean, 2.7. It's got to be low. You can't argue with it. I mean, the subs were crap. The in-game management were crap. I'd almost argue you don't need a system to beat Wolves. You're at Old Trafford. They've got 2 points from 18. Their confidence is on the floor. One goal in 90 minutes against Wolves at Old Trafford is embarrassing. It's shocking, really. It really is. There's no positives in it at all. Man of the match. Lenny Yoro was 79%. Smash a like on the video. He's probably stopped us losing the game again, much the same as Bournemouth. He's probably stopped us from losing this game, which is incredible. You know, it's shocking. It really is. There's been a lot of super chats coming in. I don't want to miss them, so I'm just going to read some out, and then we've got the fan forum. There will be people out there who do content in a different way who will be aggressive and I told you so. I'm not coming from that place at all. We're a community. I wish we were together. I wish all Man United fans were together. I wish something could happen that we all just got rid of the Glazers and started building this footballer club again. Because it could be another 20 years. It could be another 10 years. Until that change happens, I don't know how it happens. I really don't. So, you know, at the end of the day, I wish we could get rid of the Glazers. But I do say this. I read comments on the morning show, on the 8 o'clock show, and there's been a lot of people saying, stop moaning, stop being negative. You're always moaning. It's so negative on here. And I just want to say, that's fine. You don't have to watch. But don't ever come again saying stop moaning, stop being negative, because you surely understand why. You surely understand why some of us are moaning and negative. It's absolutely heartbreaking to watch how shit we are. We used to be a big club. We used to play good football and we used to be entertaining. We play shit football. We're not entertaining and we're sinking. And that's not moaning to say that. If you're happy with this, I don't know why you support Man United. I don't know what got you into Manchester United. Maybe if you like this, you just like the colour red, because you've got no idea about what this football club's all about if you think people should be sitting back and smiling about this. Absolutely. Don't dig out kids, dig out Darren Fletcher. It's a joke, says Matthew. Amrim says he can make United better. Bullshit, says Dragon. Robin Abramovich at Chelsea continued to sack managers if they underperformed. He sacked a manager who won the Champions League 1 month into the new season, says Mitesh. Anna Rudd says, Mark, I really dreaded watching this team today. How can we let Wolves run around us? I feel like we're toothless without Bruno. Look, I think Bruno might have won us the game, but as I said before, he's still shit in the midfield and we've still dropped points plenty with Bruno. I mean, we lost to Brentford with Bruno. We lost to Everton with Bruno. We drew to Bournemouth with Bruno. We drew to West Ham with Bruno. So it's not beyond the realm's possibility that we might have drew tonight. I certainly don't think it's helpful for Manchester United to say, well, it's because we haven't got Bruno. Because half the time, Bruno doesn't play well. I'm not using Bruno as an excuse for tonight. We might have won the game with Bruno, but we can't be one man. We can't be a one-man team. Fletcher's son constantly gets games. It's nepotism, says Nicholas. That bloke is never cutting his hair, says Fighter. Why did he go 3-4-3? It's so frustrating, says Jack. How do we replace the ownership? What can we do, says Raz. New manager bounce could be enough for Champions League, says Jack. Yeah, but Rangnick didn't get a new manager bounce. Amrim didn't get a new manager bounce. I mean, I think it's wishful thinking you'd get a new manager bounce. Roy Keane once said you should never pass back. That's all we do. Disgrace, sure, wouldn't cross. Shite, aimless balls all the time, says Martin. We can't beat 10 men Everton and we can't beat Wolves, says Peter. Le Mans is the only positive I've seen so far, says Soham. Europa League is what we're aiming for. We're not ready for the Champions League. 13 wins, 11 draws and 14 losses. That's 2025. Thank you, pal. Cancel the stadium. God knows where we are in 2030, says Totally Alfie. Get in. We're linked to him, so Barrow says Mr. SMC. Trent. Amrim can't be sacked realistically and we need some depth. Is this what's coming for 2026? As I really want to visit Old Trafford, says Anarud. Amrim will forget more about football than I'll ever know. But what when it comes to United, he doesn't get it. Wingers, exciting football and youth, says Stam. Yeah, but if Amrim doesn't get it, what about the guys who appointed him? If you think Amrim doesn't get what Man United's all about, imagine how scary it is that the owners thought he did. And they clearly don't know what Man United's all about. You got Jason Wilcox, you got Omar Berada, and you got Sir Jim Radcliffe picking Man United's manager. Do you think any of those people have a fucking clue what Man United's all about? What five major changes do you think need to be made? One, new owners. Simple as that. I get a feeling we're cursed and we'll never get back to a proper football club. It's so draining, says Dylan. Formation lost us the game, says MUFC Music. Wait a minute, this is how we close out 2025, says Slath. Let's stop calling it a back three when it's a back five. This loss was on Amrim and Cunha. The guy's a disgrace. I've been backing Amrim for months. Enough is enough, says Demon. Jack Fletcher should be sold. Most boring academy player I've ever seen, says Gemma. And I've been Amrim in since the beginning, but at this moment he won't get as top and should be more important than Amrim's system. Glazers out, Berada out. Sadly, Amrim out too, says the Fergie way. Do you really think we're going to sign anyone in January, says Colin Doku. What makes you think we can't sign? I mean, in what world wouldn't you buy Conor Gallagher? You know, having watched that shit, on what world wouldn't you buy Ruben Neves, you know? Paid off to defend the manager against his MUFC. What, mate, I can't be negative moaning about the manager and then be paid off to protect the manager. Have a word. Fans own our standards, not the Glazers. Amrim out, says John. I don't care anymore. And owners destroyed us. It's scary. Amrim out, says MUFC Music. Can we talk about those changes, please, says Real Masri. Well, look, the fan forum started, so I've got to let you go. But as I said about the changes, very, very easy to say that he brought on two defenders instead of Lacey and Obi when we needed a goal. You know, I thought the subs against Newcastle were baffling. I think tonight they probably weren't as bad, but they weren't very good either. Right. Look, thanks everyone for watching. I've got to go and record a a review for the Arsenal Villa game now, for That's Football. But the fan forum is on. They're live in the studio. I'm sure they've got lots of things to say. I'll be tuning in myself. Stay safe, everybody. Take care. I'm back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow for New Year's Eve. I'll be looking forward to midnight tomorrow because I struggle to see how 2026 can be any worse when you look at 2025. I mean, has anybody figured out our win ratio in 2025? Speak to you in a bit.